talking with you. This is Howard Hughes. BBC Radio Box, exactly 20 minutes to 8 now. I'm going to be saved and not a moment too soon by the gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp. How are you, Fevzi?
Morning, Howard. I'm good, thank you.
This is all good news. I'm good too. Now, let's crack on. Landline phone prices, they're going to review them. Ofcom are, for a lot of us, has to be good news, doesn't it?
Yeah, so this is the regulator of telecoms in this country, Ofcom, have noticed that landline prices have risen by up to 41% in real terms since 2010. And yet over the same period that the price that the companies pay for those landlines, because effectively they're rebadging them and selling them on, that the wholesale price has fallen. So their price, their cost price has fallen, yet that what they're charging us has gone up by as much as 41%. The worst offender is Sky, who has raised it by 41%. Virgin Media says now that it will freeze landline charges for the elderly and disabled customers from January of next year. But it is a concern, because particularly elderly people are less likely to shop around and more likely to depend upon their landline, because they're less likely to have a mobile or you use the internet for communication. So, you know, a 41% hike is a lot, and that's why they're looking into it. And I think they're particularly worried about the vulnerable people.
Well, yeah, and, you know, and all the rest of us, because I think phone prices have been going up and up and up. Not that I'm allowed a view on these things, Fevzi, yeah, but it's good that somebody's looking into them.
So I'll just mention moneysavingexpert.com is a good place to compare. Also, websites like Uswitch are good for comparison information. We should all be good consumers and shop around, because very often it's physically the same line. What changes is the who bills you and the service that they give you, which is important, but it's still worth looking at the prices.
Because the infrastructure's all BT. Okay, let's look at the gadget of the week now. An alert about post-Cyber Monday deals. What's this all
yeah,
about?
So we had Black Friday, then we had Cyber Monday, and these were these deals days. And I think there was a temptation to believe that all the deals have gone. So really, it's just a heads up to say, actually, no, all the deals haven't gone. There's quite a few still out there if you want to root them out. You know that I have a passion for electronic musical instruments and studio kit and all that. So I'll tell you about some of those deals, but just really illustrative. So, for example, companies like Korg that not only do these hardware synthesizers, but now recreate these great classic synths for a few small pounds. Their deals continue till the 5th of January, and that's up to 50% off. And you can buy things that run on, you know, your iPad or your iPhone, recreations of the great ARP Odyssey synth or the M1 synthesizer. Anyone who knows their synths will know that these are great classics. There's some really fantastic apps there. There's also a company called Arturia Software. They do similar things, but for the desktop PCs and Macs. Things like recreations of the great Roland Jupiter 8. Their deals are going on till the 10th of January.
Sounds like you're doing one of those commercials where they list things. Are they at Pearly Way in Croydon?
But the other thing to bear in mind is how you buy things. So try and use cashback. If you haven't signed up, there's companies like Quidco and Top Cashback. I think those are the two big ones, as it were. Other cashback companies, I'm sure, exist as well. They allow you, if you go to a website via the cashback website, then you get a kickback. You can get a few percent back on your purchase, which is always good. One of the big credit card companies is doing its Shop Small, annual Shop Small promotion from today up to the 18th of December. And that's where a multiplicity of small retailers have signed up to a deal where if you make a purchase of, say, £10 or more, you get £5 back from your card company.
Now, so, that's more like it. Absolutely, more like it. We need to encourage small businesses and communities. Yeah.
No, that's really good. I'll tell you, it's by an American credit card company. I'll say no more than that. But it's funded by them, not the retailer.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, it's really rare. But if you go on their website and have a look around, you'll see that it's so many. I mean, within a few hundred yards of where I live, there are several already that are signed up to it, and you can spend £10 in each of them and get £5 back from each of them.
Right. Now, one day, we haven't got time to do it today, you and I must talk about the growing trend in America that's coming here
to repair things. These repair stations that are opening, and I think it's such a great thing because a lot of stuff that we buy is built to fail and can be fixed, but we tend to throw the number of how many microwaves have I had in the last 3 years? I must admit, I do buy the cheap ones. Probably had 3 microwaves. You know, they go rusty, they don't work. You throw them away and buy another one. We need to get out of that, I think. Finally, a great device that I need in my home, a smart duvet, a bed that makes itself. How cool is that?
Makes itself, yeah. So it's a duvet that's got this sort of like crisscross structure, if you like, which can be pumped up. So it's attached to an air pump. So the duvet is rolled back as you get out of bed. And of course, there's an app for it. So you touch the app or you set the app. And at a certain time, the pump pumps the air in, the duvet flattens out, and it straightens it. Well, I suppose this is one of these sort of crowdsourced projects. I suppose if you have a bad back or a disability or something, it could be good. But I mean, it's just such fun. There's an app that makes your bed now, so I kind of like that.
No, so absolutely. Would the neighbours make of it if they come round at Christmas? You take them into the bedroom to see your bedroom, and you've got a pump by the side of your bed.
Yeah.
Who knows? But the bed that makes itself, Fevzi. As I've said before, when you and I have communed here on the air, whatever next. The appliance of science. Fevzi Turkup is the gadget detective. If people want to commune with you, Fevzi, and get tips, advice, guidance on how to live their lives, where do they go?
Come and say hello on Twitter at Gadget Detective, particularly if you want some advice on any of those deals or other deals. There's so many out there, too many to mention. So come and say hello at Gadget Detective, or if you've got free tech advice, go to www.gadgetdetective.com.
You are a public service. Thanks, Fevzi. Have a great week.
Cheers. Bye now.